Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this very special podcast. It is Friday, April the 5th of the year of our Lord, 2024. Today with me, as usual, Brother Paul Sutler from Rochester, New York. And hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Pretty good. Keeping warm today.
All right. Good, 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 good. Well, Brother Paul, I know we have two stories here at USA.
Well, Promo Hamas demonstrators interrupted Resurrection Sunday services at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Interrupted is not a good description, because when attempts were made to redirect the Hamas lovers failed, the perps were resistant and combative. Good thing that the police were on the scene to take them into custody. But this is New York City. They won't even charge them.
I do not know why they even arrested them. If you're going to make an arrest for any criminal at any place, if you're not going to charge the criminals who commit that act, then don't arrest them. Just let them have the country. That is exactly the future of how Muslims will take over America. For sure, we do not know, Brother Paul, if these Hamas lovers were Muslims or some wacko socialist, liberal, Democrats, or mixed. Because I know for a fact from my own experience, Muslims do not protest my meeting unless there's some wacko, and I call them wacko because that's who they are, they're mentally ill or spiritually ill Christians who will lead the Muslim to do their activities and their work. Here we go. We see Muslims or lovers of Muslims or a mix attacking a Catholic church. Do you know what will be coming next, Brother Paul?
They'll be attacking Baptist churches, Protestant churches,
exactly,
every
church. Exactly. It starts with the big church, the Catholic church. This is the church who I call the lovers of Muslims. After all, the Pope acknowledged that Muhammad is a prophet. The Pope acknowledged that Muslims and Catholic worship the same God. The Pope of the Catholic church is not a Catholic. So somehow, he is the most supportive church to the Muslims have been targeted by Muslims or lovers of Muslims. And I'm guarantee you, Paul, and I hope that people will take notes for that. This will be happening to a church near you with whatever name of whatever denomination you have for the church. If they will do it to the Catholic, they will do it to you. Well, Brother Paul, we have another story here at USA, so if you don't mind, share it with us, please.
A UCLA mandatory course on structural racism for first-year medical students hosted a guest speaker who has praised Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. She led students in chants of free, free Palestine and demanded that they bow down to Mama Earth. According to students in the class and audio obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, my thoughts were this mandatory class put a woman on a pedestal who mixed up Islam, earth worship, and ancestor worship. She may have been more appropriate for a class on psychosis.
What is psychosis, Brother Paul?
Mental illness.
Oh, mental illness. But you see, Muslims who know that they don't fit in this category to Mother Earth and whatever else you want to add it, but Muslims love it. I guarantee you. You know why? Because that is putting interfaith meeting into action. What do we see in interfaith meeting? But some wacko Jew and some wacko Christian and some wacko Buddhist meeting with Muslims, holding hands, singing Kumbaya, and Muslims love that because that makes Islam legit. Exactly. That's how the West see Islam. Why? Because Muslims are very loving, are very peaceful. They are willing to compromise anything to have unity so we can all be in this huge melting pot. When in reality, that they will come and the same Muslims who are in that meeting will stand up when they have the upper hand, when they become strong, and they will literally wipe out every person that was in that meeting. They're not going to worship Mother Earth. They're going to kill those who think of worshiping Mother Earth, and so on with every other group. Well, Brother Paul, I know we have a story here in Canada. What's going on in Canada?
Well, Rare Foundation reports that Nestle launched Kit Kat Iftar bars in Canada for this Ramadan. Sadly, this is just another example of Western corporations promoting the Islamization of nations for profit. This move, marked as a gesture of inclusivity to a religion that does not extend inclusivity beyond Islam, is viewed as a calculated attempt to profit financially while undermining the cultural identity of the host nation. These Kit Kat bars stand out because regular Kit Kats typically feature 2 to 4 chocolate-covered wafer fingers. This Islamization version boasts 30 fingers, one for each day of Ramadan.
Wait a minute, 30 days? What if Ramadan end to be 28 days? I mean, there are plenty of years where Ramadan was only 28, because that's when the new moon starts, and that's when you kiss the fasting of Ramadan goodbye. So if they have 1 or 2 extra, can they save it for the following year? Or what do you think?
I just thought it was funny because lunar, if you look it up, lunar months are 29 and a half days or 29. I don't know where they came up with a bizarre number of 30.
Oh, but I have seen it so many times in where I grew up in Egypt, 28 days. Sometimes actually Egyptian fast 28, while the Saudi and the Moroccan people fast 29 days. It depends on the weather and who will see the new moon. But anyway, here we go. We are talking about inclusivity, which means everybody will be included, even the Muslims. After all, it's a month of Ramadan, man. They're fasting a whole half a day and they're eating the other half of the day. Therefore, we have to make them this chocolate to help them to do the iftar, you know? Excuse me, Muhammad did not say chocolate. These Muslims who are buying that chocolate are committing sin, and that company is actually making a profit out of the Muslims who committed sin. Why? Muhammad said iftar must be done with eating date, not chocolate. Chocolate is not date and date is not chocolate. Do you understand that, Paul? We have to be serious about it. You're trying to make Muslims infidels by breaking their fast with chocolate. No, have to be date. You can break your fast with camel urine, but you cannot do it with chocolate, because camel urine is Islamic, chocolate is not. Somebody needs to wake up the Muslims of Canada and make sure they stay within the border of Islam, especially in the month of Ramadan. So let's move on, Brother Paul, to United Kingdom.
Great Britain News Channel reports that London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, allowed lights that wish London happy Ramadan to be on display throughout the month. London's Christians are not too happy. Writing on social media, one person said, "Insult to everyone who is a Christian. They have never done Easter lights for us." Another said, "We are a Christian country. Easter is one of the main feasts in the Christian calendar. It should not be overshadowed by other religious events." While a third added, "Ramadan lights at Easter? This is cultural displacement."
I don't know where are these British people have been living the last 20 some years. They just realize that now? Did they just waking up when it is a dollar short and a day late? It is unfixable. This is it. London or not, he's a Muslim mayor. He's doing what a Muslim mayor would do. And they've been doing so many slow steps. Muslims are literally heating the water to boil the frog. And Brother Paul, the water is boiling. There's no hope you can save the frog. It is unfixable. Here are the objections. The first one said he's upset because we did not have light for Easter, but we have light for Ramadan. Excuse me. So if we bought light for Easter, would this make you happy to see Muslims have light for Ramadan? What light have to do with Easter? If the British people celebrated the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, right, and lived to make him Lord and Savior, there would not be one Muslim in London, because they will all lead all the Muslims of London to Christ. But the British people have been living in a coma spiritually for a long time, and it is time for them to realize it's too late. The second gentleman is upset because now Islam is taking over Easter. Well, too sad, too bad. When you left Christianity, it is the norm for Islam to take over. You turn the light of Christianity off. Ramadan is a blessing, and Ramadan is taking over your country. As for the third gentleman who said that there is a culture displacement, this culture displacement is the reality of what's taking place, not only in England, but all over Europe, and soon the rest of the world. We do have one more story coming from London, Brother Paul.
A woman in London was eating on a bus, and a Muslim insisted that she should stop because he could smell her food, and he was fasting. This was caught on video. Now, everyone in the UK must stop eating during the time Muslims skip lunch.
First of all, we could not play the video for our audience because of the language. 2 weeks ago, we talked about some Muslim man beat a German guy because he was eating a sandwich, and the sandwich made out of pork. And I said there that the day will come and the Muslims will literally control the entire European countries by telling them not to eat in public places in the month of Ramadan, like they do in the Muslim world. So here we go. In England, that gentleman is complaining because he can smell the food. It's amazing. 2 weeks ago, they were upset because they were eating pork. That was not pork, but the food have a smell. Man, oh man. And I'm glad that that lady took a stand against that Muslim man, and she literally asked him to hit the road. I'm amazed. You see, here we see Islam showing the true inclusivity in England. Why? Because we're there, we're fasting. Everybody has to fast. What a great evidence that inclusivity does not fit in Islam.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to France, where we have three stories. So what about the first story there?
A Muslim in Reims beat up his entire non-Muslim family for having sausage in the fridge.
Here we go. A Muslim man married into a French family, and they're not Muslims. And guess what? They have sausage in the fridge. So I'm going to beat the daylight out of you to teach you a good lesson. Don't you dare put sausage in my fridge, because after all, I am the boss. I am the husband. I am the daddy. I am the one who's in charge. I am the one who's in control. I hope and I pray for the rest of the French and the rest of the people of the West to learn and listen from that. The man who you think loves you so much and he want to marry you because he believe in inclusivity, he will not have anything to do with it, which means you're going to eat what is halal, and what is haram will be forbidden from your fridge and from your mouth. Let's move on to the second story in France, Brother Paul.
A Senegalese illegal immigrant claiming to be a Muslim was arrested for glorifying terrorism and threatening to burn down the Notre Dame de la Voix church in Athis-Mons this past Saturday before Easter. Shortly before 7 p.m., he forced his way into the church, approached a parishioner, claimed to be a Muslim, and claimed to have visions and warned her that the church building would burn down. The suspect, 34-year-old Al-Hadji from Senegal, was quickly arrested for glorifying terrorism, threatening destruction by arson, and inciting a crime on religious grounds. He spoke threateningly and incoherently. However, psychiatric eval says they found nothing wrong. So the police released the illegal migrant to return to his activities.
First of all, I read the word claim 3 times in this story. What do you mean he claimed? Are you trying to tell me Muslim do not do what he's doing? Muslim will not say what he's saying? The man is a Muslim. He's practicing Islam. Why does he say claim? Claim means he may be a Christian, or he is a Jew, or he's an atheist. He's lying. Because trust me, non-Muslims will not do what this man is doing. He is terrorizing the people of the church with the reality of what is coming to every church, not only in Europe, but in planet Earth. They will burn every church. They cannot wait any longer for the Antichrist, whom they believe to be the Christ, who would break every cross and he would kill every pig, which means that that Antichrist, whom they believe to be the Christ, will remove Christianity from the face of the earth and he will kill the last Jew. And I'm amazed. They found he's not mentally ill. The man is normal, okay? Therefore, the police release him. What a sick policeman in a sick country, in a sick continent. What do you mean you release him? You see, if he's not mentally ill, he must be deported from the country. Hear what the people of Europe are doing. Slowly, slowly, they're giving the Muslims all the rights to practice Islam fully throughout their land. And that is very sad. One last story, Brother Paul, in France.
Le Depeche reports that the Yes Cross, installed on one of the main places in the village, lies in four pieces following an act of vandalism, which has the inhabitants both sad and angry. In the early morning of March 26th, the cross was found on the ground, unsealed from its pedestal and broken into four pieces. It was not a simple cross. It was a benchmark, a symbol of the history and continuity of the village. Mayor Gerard Paul, faced with this loss, did not hide his emotion. He said, "This cross was more than a religious representation. It was the soul of our village since it has been around there for decades. The reason for this act remains unknown."
Man, oh man. Are they really serious about not knowing why this is happening? The cross was dismantled, cross burning, cross broken to four pieces. There is only one reason, Brother Paul. Some Muslim practiced Islam in France. End of story. If the French people could not figure out that reason, I don't think there's any help left for them. Let's move, Brother Paul, to another story, and this time we're going to be in Russia.
Well, the attack in Russia on a concert hall was claimed by the Islamic State. However, there was no evidence to support the claim, so we waited. What we do know now is that the four people who are held are from Tajikistan, and a fifth person who provided accommodations was from Kyrgyzstan. That person is now facing a Russian trial. As a result, Muslim migrants are now being cautioned against going to Russia for work from their home countries due to Russians possibly having a good reason not to trust them.
Well, I don't trust Muslims literally, because once again, if you know Islam, you know that there are Muslims who are deceived and there are Muslims who are deceivers. And with my expertise on the topic of Islam, a 55 years old man, I cannot draw the line between the deceivers and the deceived ones. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to Pakistan.
CBS News reported an honor killing in Pakistan, where a man allegedly filmed his brother strangling their sister. He had been arrested as part of the latest honor killing that has outraged the country, according to the police. Maria Bibi, who was 22, was killed on March 17th, allegedly by her brother, Mohammed Faisal, in the presence of her father, Abdul Sattar. A video filmed by the woman's other brother, Shahabaz, appears to show Faisal strangling the girl on a bed in the family home while the father sat nearby. When Faisal was done, his father offered him water to drink.
Of course, a man works so hard to strangle his sister. He needs some water to gain back his energy. That is the true nature of Islam. Honor killing is real. It's happening all the time. But we don't hear these stories. We never know about what Muslims are doing. And you have to realize the Muslims who live in America, who live in Europe, who live in Australia, are the same Muslims who live in Pakistan or in Egypt. They eat the same food. They fast the same Ramadan. They read the same Quran. They believe in the same Muhammad. They believe in the same Allah. They're practicing the same Sharia. Honor killing is the reality of Islam. If it did not happen in your neighborhood yet, it is coming. And you have to understand. I'm very sorry for that young 22 years old, but I'll be twice as sorry for Americans who will lose their children and their grandchildren because we allow these Muslims to come and move into our societies. They have no problem to kill their own daughters for honor killing. They will have no problem to kill your own sons for not accepting Islam. This is what is coming to the West. Brother Paul, we have one last story for our broadcast for today, and this time we're going to go to Nigeria.
Crux Now reports that on March 9th, nearly 300 school children were abducted from their school in northwest Nigeria's Kaduna State. On Sunday, March 24th, more than 2 weeks after the children were seized from their school, those 300 school children were released. Now a Nigerian Catholic priest, Father Moses Larapu'u, is bringing attention to some of what is being hidden in respect to these kidnappings in Nigeria. The government has allowed an option to marry off freed Boko Haram hostages to their abductors. This was in reaction to 20 Chibuk girls who had gained their freedom after 10 years in Boko Haram captivity, who are now being forced to marry the men who abducted them. Of the 276 girls abducted that day, 91 are still missing. He said, "What the government is doing is legitimizing Islamization. How do you ask a victim of a rapist to marry him? The government is seeking to minimize the catastrophe in international circles and allow the legitimization of Islamic terrorism," he said. Maria Lozano of the charity Aid to the Church in Need said, "Northern Nigeria has become home to mass kidnappings. It's all about ransom money. Many criminal bands make a living from it."
And Civil War, Brother Paul, I will tell you what the Muslims are doing in Nigeria. It's exactly following the Sunnah of Muhammad. They are doing it in a very compassionate way. Why? Because these Muslims do not have to marry their victims. Even Muslims brag about Muhammad when he married his slave girl, Safiya, daughter of Hayyi. Muhammad married her on the same night. He killed her father, her husband, and her brother. That is the Sunnah of Muhammad. And Muslim will tell you that that is a great honor for a woman to be married to the Prophet of Allah. Sharia allows Muslim men to rape their victims for the rest of their life. That is what Allah called in the Quran, whatever your right hand possess, even if what the right hand possess is married women. Now, for Muslims to marry them, not only that legitimizes Islam terrorism, but that legitimizes Islam itself. It is Islam, not terrorism of Islam. And it's time for the people of the West, the Christian, to rise up and speak against the kidnapping and the raping and the marrying to the Christian sisters of the planet Earth. Is it because they're black? They're not important anymore? They're Christians. Where are Black Lives Matters? Where are the socialists and the women rights and women this and women that? These hundreds of young black Christian ladies need to be respected. And somebody needs to speak on their behalf, or this, what we will be harvesting here in America with our own daughters and our own granddaughters. Brother Paul, that brings us to the end of our broadcast for today. Thank you so much for producing this great show and for our dear wonderful audience. Until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.